Penguin Audio presents Bloody Bones by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. It was St. Patrick's Day, and the only green I was wearing was a button that read, "Pinch me and you're dead meat." I'd started work last night with a green blouse on, but I'd gotten blood all over it from a beheaded chicken. Larry Kirkland, zombie razor in training, had dropped the decapitated bird. It did the little headless chicken dance and sprayed both of us with blood. I finally caught the damn thing, but the blouse was ruined. I had to run home and change. The only thing not ruined was the charcoal gray suit jacket that had been in the car. I put it back on over a black blouse, black skirt, dark hose, and black pumps. Bert, my boss, didn't like us wearing black to work, but if I had to be at the office at 7 o'clock without any sleep at all, he would just have to live with it. I huddled over my coffee mug, drinking it as black as I could swallow it. It wasn't helping much. I stared at a series of 8x10 glossy blow-ups spread across my desk. The first picture was of a hill that had been scraped open, probably by a bulldozer. A skeletal hand reached out of the raw earth. The next photo showed that someone had tried to carefully scrape away the dirt, showing the splintered coffin and bones to one side of the coffin. A new body. The bulldozer had been brought in again. It had plowed up the red earth and found a boneyard. Bones studded the earth like scattered flowers. There was nothing but the photos, no explanation. Bert had said to come to his office after I'd looked at them. He'd explain.